Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Moko Shabaka de ko Shabaka de. Oh, Father, we just come this morning to praise your name, to lift your name on high. And you said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So we thank you for drawing all men unto you today, Father God. Draw them with your loving kindness. Save them from this untoward generation. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way like never before, Father. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you today. We honor you as King and Lord. We come dressed right. Oh, God, we come with our battle gear. In the name of Jesus, ready to do battle. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that you are our battler and you have never lost a battle. We thank you this morning that we have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you that our loins are girded about with truth, O God, in the mighty holy name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to praise you, to honor you, to bless you as King, to bless you as Lord, to bless you as our Savior today, Lord God. We just thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we are fully, fully dressed, ready, Mokosh Shabaka, to carry out your orders as Commander-in-Chief of the Army of the Lord. You are Commander-in-Chief. You are our Shepherd. You are righteousness. You're leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that your path's a holy path, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have taught our hands to war, our fingers to fight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, Father God, that we could call on your holy name. We could call on your mighty name, your righteous name, your honorable name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just come this morning, oh, God, to call you Lord, to call you Shepherd, to call you Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name. Hallowed be thy righteous name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you that we're your end-time warriors. In the name of Jesus, use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in the name of Jesus in heaven, in Jesus' name. Lord, let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning that we do not war after the flesh, but we war after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice of hail, cold stones, hailstones, and coals of fire. In the name of Jesus, send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them, O God. Deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are your battle axes and weapons of war. In Jesus' name, you have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we thank you that we are your anointed and you have given us great deliverance in the mighty holy name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that we will beat them small as the dust and cast them out in the mire in the streets, as mire in the streets, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just bless you this morning. We just come to honor you, to praise you, to call you King of Glory. King of Glory, come in. Come in. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. We have wounded our enemies, and they will not be able to rise. They have fallen under our feet in Jesus' name. We thank you today, Father God, that we could tread upon serpents, upon scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall harm us. Excuse me. We tread down the wicked. They are ashes under our feet. We will arise and thresh and beat the enemy into pieces. We rebuke the wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit that creepeth forth from the forest. We rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. We rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay. In Jesus' name, we thank you this morning for what you're doing in us, your people, O God. O Father, we close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out every thief that would try to steal our finances in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any spirit that would try to steal our joy. In the name of Jesus, we bind, expose, and cast out any demon that would try to sleep, come undetected into our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives, O God. We bind and cast out any familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we remove all leaven and malice and wickedness from our lives. We rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirit from our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke the devils in high places in the name of Jesus. We break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, and sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We command all devils to leave our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any human devils in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our church. Let every spirit hiding from us be exposed in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just bless you this morning. We come to honor you. We come to call you Lord, Savior, King, King of glory, King of glory. You are Lord. You are Savior. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. This morning, Father God, we just come to thank you for another year. You allowed us to come into 2015, O God. And we thank you for 3 days into 2015, O God. We just bless you this morning, and we give you praise, honor, and thanksgiving. For you are Lord, you are King, you are Shepherd, you are soon to come back for your people, O God. And I thank you, Father God, for blessing us in safety and peace. I lift up everyone that's on Bible Storyland this morning, those that are coming on. We bless the name of Jesus this morning. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives, O God. We thank you for what you've done already. Have your way in us. We surrender all. We surrender all to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, Happy New Year. Good morning. And we wish you a blessed and a happy new year every day. May the new year bring you blessings and favor from the Lord. Well, I want to read this morning from the book of Matthew in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 5. And, you know, they call that the Beatitudes chapter. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast into the sea and trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So we thank God for his word. His word is holy. He honors his word above the name, above his name. Well, today is Senior Citizens Day. We're honoring seniors today, the gray-headed people, you know, that God calls on. He's allowed them to live for many, 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 many years, many years. So we are honoring the aged men and women of God this morning, the ones that paved the way for us to be saved, cleansed, and filled with the Holy Spirit. One day, no man, no human being knows the day nor the hour when God will return. No man know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall return. And he shall return. He's coming back for his body, the church. We must be prepared. We must prepare ourselves for his return. One of the ways to be ready for the Lord's return is to keep our hearts pure. Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. A pure heart is a heart that has been cleansed, purged by the word of God. The heart is the mind of a person. To be fit to see God, we must have the mind of God. You might say to yourself, my mind is pure. Observe your thoughts throughout the day. I have to cast down vain imaginations, impure thoughts, daily, several times a day. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, the heart, the mind, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We don't know what's in our heart, but God does. And so we have to ask the Lord to cleanse our heart daily, cleanse us. You know, the Bible talks about holiness, and it's, you know, in order for us to see God, we have to be holy, holy, holy people. So Hebrews 12:14 says, follow after peace and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord. So we know from God's word that in order to see God, we got to be pure in heart. And that part of that purity is holiness. 2 Peter 3:11 says, seeing then, all things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ye ought to be in all holy conversation and godliness. Even our conversation. So in order for our conversations to be holy, our thought lives have to be holy. So 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. John 15:3, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit of our God. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. All right, let's read and study God's word daily, 365 days a year, so our hearts can stay pure and we can see God one day. Remember the word of the Lord in Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they they'll see God. Well, this morning I'm going to pray for senior citizens because we have less days ahead of us than we do behind us. So we're going to pray this morning that seniors would have pure hearts before the Lord and be blessed to see God when they close their eyes in death. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word because your word is holy. Your word is righteous. Your word is pure. And Father, we thank you for your word in Matthew, the 5th chapter, particularly verse 8, that says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Well, Lord, we want to be able to see you one day when we close our eyes in death. Oh, God, let us not live a vain life down here. But we want to be able to call you, Lord. We want to be able to see your face one day. We want to be peacemakers down here. We want to live in holiness. We want to be able to hear you say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." So, Father, we thank you down here that even our conversations, our thoughts, and our conversations will be godly conversations. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for cleansing us of all the filth in the name of Jesus that we encounter throughout the days. Oh, God, perfect us in holiness, oh, God. Help us to fear you, oh, God. Write your words on the tables of our heart that we would not sin against you. Cleanse us with your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will not be pointed the finger at by Satan, and he accuses us rightfully. But when he accuses us, let him accuse us wrongly, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for sanctifying us through your word. Your word is truth. So even as we study your word daily as senior citizens, oh, God, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. So we bless your name today. Oh, God, we just come in the name of Jesus to praise you this morning with songs of praise and joy unto you. Well, good morning and happy new year to you again, every person that's on Bible Storyland this morning. We are so grateful that God brought us into another year, 2015. Can you imagine? I was born in the 40s. Never even thought about 2000. But I thank God that he has graced me and you and all of us with life and abundant life. And every day he keep right on blessing us. He keep right on blessing us. Even in the midst of what's going on around us, he keep right on blessing us. And he load us up with those benefits every day. So this morning we have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed and so glad to be with you this morning.
Oh, we're glad you came this morning to be with us. We are blessed because you're here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. We had a wonderful night watch service on New Year's Eve. Even had some visitors come. So we were really pleased about that. The Lord just blessed us.
Amen. That's what he does. He blesses his people.
Yes, yes. I am serving as interim pastor at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and the membership is kind of small, but almost all of the members were there on Wednesday night, so we just had a glorious time in the Lord.
Amen.
I preached the sermon, "Out with the Old, In with the New," and I asked the congregation to stop considering New Year's resolutions, but to consider new life resolutions, things that we can do to make our lives and the lives of others around us better.
Amen. I know that was powerful. Boy, I'd like to have a copy of that message.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to sing "In Times Like These," because we are living in some perilous times. But
yeah,
we know who to turn to in times like these.
We do.
In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, we need the Bible. In times like these, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He's the one. This rock is Jesus. The only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, we have a Savior. In times like these, we have an I'm very sure my anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor My anchor holds, my anchor holds, and grips the solid rock.
That's pretty.
That is beautiful. Oh, my God, that's awesome. I thank God for it. Yes, indeed. In times like these, and you know what? The times nowadays, we are going through so many things around us. But yet, the Lord God is keeping his people. He's keeping us like never before. So I thank the Lord that he keeps us in times like these. Oh, my God, what would we do without the Lord? We would be lost. We would be lost without our Savior, without our Lord, without, you know, we need a Savior. We need an anchor in times like these. So I thank the Lord that, you know, when we hear the news about the murders, we hear about the violence, we hear about the corruption, we hear about even our children being slain on the street. We can hold on to his unchanging hand, and we can say, Abba, Father, we need you in these times. We do need a Savior, and he's in the saving business. He saves us. You know, I know New Year's Eve, I was in here praying. I heard, you know, all kind of stuff. Look, sound like bullets, gunshots, all kind of stuff in the neighborhood, fireworks, and you name it. I mean, it was going before 12 o'clock. I'm like, Lord, save me. Oh, my God. But I thank the Lord, you know what? We know his name, but I'm even more grateful he know our name. We are blessed that the Most High knows our name. And not only that, we can call on him because he is our Savior. He's that solid rock we need. So thank you, Minister Donna. I love that song. Well, we have her cousin on with us today, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you. I love the song my cousin sang.
I'm telling you, it was beautiful.
We need an anchor. We do. We do. We need an anchor. Oh, boy.
What are you going to sing today?
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen. All right.
You know, I wanted to sing with my little man, but he's not available, so we're just going to go ahead on.
Amen.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my word on down. Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, Lord, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burdens down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, Lord, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, every round go higher and higher. Since I laid my burdens down, Lord, every round goes higher and higher. Since I laid my burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord. Since I laid my burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, since I laid my burdens down. Amen.
Amen, amen. And you know what? We can be burden-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have the privilege of laying our burdens at the Lord's feet. And you know what? We got to take that privilege because I'm telling you, many days I'm burdened down. I'm like, what am I doing this for? I got a Father. I can lay my burdens at his feet. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He didn't put us down here for us to carry heavy burdens. But I thank the Lord, you know, that we could call on his name morning, noon, and night. He hears and he answers us. And we can lay every burden down, the burdens and cares of this world. You know, they try to choke us out. But I thank God we can sing glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, and we can lay them at his feet. Well, we're continually in song and praise this morning unto the Most High God. We thank God this morning for the songs that have been sung this morning. In times like these, we need a Savior. And glory, 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 since I laid my burdens down. And you know what? We got to learn to do that more often. Because, you know, sometimes we live in fear. Oh, Lord, how am I pay this hill? Oh, Lord, how am I feed my children? Oh, Lord, you know what? This is due and that's due. And Lord, you know, I've been sick or whatever it is. We got to learn to lay it down. And look, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me, too. I got to learn it myself. To lay my burdens down. So I thank the Lord that we can lay our burdens down on him. And we can call on him in times like these. You know, it's 2015. And I tell you what, I don't even like to listen to the news. I don't like to read. They call me sometimes, you know, trying to sell me the newspaper. And they even offer it to me for free. I say, you know what, I appreciate it, but I don't even want it for free. I'm not going to read it. Too much sad news. But when I pick up the word of God, I can hear the good news of Jesus, the good news that he's coming back one day and we won't have to go through all of this we hear every day on the news. We won't have to go through trials, tribulations no more because he's coming back. And guess what? The Bible says he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. So I don't know about you, but I'm trying to get rid of all my spots and wrinkles. I'm saying, Lord, cleanse my garment. Make my garment white. Cleanse it of all the spots and the wrinkles and move it out. And, Lord, all my thoughts, I'm casting all these thoughts, vain imaginations and everything, upon God because he cares for us. So we got to continually call on the name of the Most High God. He hears us when we call. You know, sometimes you just be praying. And sometimes you catch yourself and you go like, oh, my God, I've been praying off and on all day. And you wonder if God heard you. I mean, you know what his word says. He heard even before we called him. He heard us. So I thank the Lord that he is able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Oh, my God. We know that, you know, in Philippians 4, he talks about, his word says in 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can't live this life by ourselves. We can't do it alone. We need the strength of our Father. I was just reading Psalms 27 this morning. You know, it talks about he's our refuge. He's our fortress. We got to trust in him. We can't trust in ourselves. We can't trust in our family. We can't trust in our job. We got to learn to trust in the Lord. We got to learn to trust in the Lord. You know, we can't trust in down here because this, what we see is not even real. What we see is not even real. It's going to all vanish away. So we got to continually call upon his name. And this morning, I thank God for each of you. We have with us, continuing in Psalm, Minister Stacy Holman. Good morning. Minister Stacy Holman.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Amen. Amen. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great. I was privileged yesterday to meet Minister Stacy Holman for the first time. I said, praise the Lord. She's a beautiful young woman. And I thank God for her, for being able to meet her. I've been knowing her. She's been coming on the radio about 3 years or so, but yesterday we finally met in person. So I thank the Lord for her. What are you going to sing this morning?
I think I'm going to sing an old song.
The girls up, they sleeping.
They still sleeping.
All right.
Amen.
Well,
hallelujah. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Don't leave me alone, Lord. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone, Lord. Don't leave me alone. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, that was awesome. Walk with
Hallelujah.
Me, Lord, walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me while we're on this tedious journey. So walk with me. So I thank God for the word this morning, for the words in songs this morning, songs. In times like these, we need a Savior. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And walk with me, Lord. You know, we are blessed to have a great God that can walk with us. He can talk with us. He's that lamp and that light to our pathway that we need. And, you know, sometimes some people say, I heard something say, no, no, no. Hopefully it was the spirit of God. Now, there are two spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of evil. Sometimes the devil can talk to you. But let's pray that we only hear the voice of God. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not hear nor obey. But we will obey the voice of our God. And, you know, just like you know your daddy's voice, your mama's voice, we need to know God's voice even more so than that. We don't need to say something said when our parents said it. I know I said my mama said this or my daddy said that. I ain't saying somebody. No. I identified it. So we got to be, you know, continuously calling on the name of the Lord. We got to ask him, walk with us, Lord. Talk with us, Lord. You know, in times like these, we do need him. Morning, noon, and night, we need our Savior. We need our Lord. We need him for everything. I don't know about you, but we can't even breathe. I can't breathe without him. I can't do anything without my God. I need him for everything. You know, today, we don't even know what kind of air we're breathing. So we need him to cleanse the air so we can have pure, fresh air to breathe. Well, I thank God this morning. You know, we're going to be studying in Matthew 5, the Beatitudes chapter. And it says Matthew 5:1, and seeing the multitude, Jesus went up into the mountain. And when he sat, his disciples came to him. When he was sitting down, his disciples came. And then Jesus opened his mouth. And this is what he taught them. He opened his mouth and he taught them. Now, Jesus was the master teacher. You know, you got great teachers in this world. You've heard of great men and women. You know, Martin Luther King, he was a great teacher, a great orator. You got great men and women today that are great teachers, but none can surpass the teachings of Jesus. Their teachings go, but the word of God remains forever. So when Jesus opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, he said, well, now look, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Who are the poor in spirit? You know, sometimes you meet people and they could be rich, but they poor in their spirit. They're unhappy. It seems like no matter what you say, you can't encourage them. Their spirit's just low. The word of God says, why aren't you cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, For I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. You know what? Poor in spirit. So sometimes, you know, when Jesus taught them, he was building them up. Jesus was very humble. He wasn't arrogant. He was humble. When they said to Jesus, they said, Jesus, they called him good master. He said, there's none good but the Father. He gave Father God the credit. He gave Father God the credit. So, you know what? We got to say, Lord Jesus, we just humble ourselves before your mighty hand. So those who are poor in spirit, the kingdom belongs to them. He says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know, people are mourning today. They are mourning the loss of so much. There have been tsunamis and hurricanes and tornadoes, and people have mourned the loss of their things, their houses, their vehicles, their furnishings, their the loss of loved ones. You know, family members, their fathers or their mothers or their children or relatives are gone on. They're mourning. But guess what? The Lord promised when he was teaching the disciples, he said, listen, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And guess what? The comforter is Jesus. He's going to comfort. He's going to comfort them. His Holy Spirit comfort us. Don't you know? And Matthew, he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am, you can be also. And I won't leave you comfortless. I'll give you a comforter, the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes you can be down about something, and all of a sudden a song come in your spirit. Song of the Lord come in your spirit. And you start singing, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Ah, when I'm on life's tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me when I'm on life's tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. So you know what? We can be comforted by the songs the Holy Spirit put in us. We can be comforted just knowing that God has given us a comforter, his Holy Spirit. And then, you know, he says, in verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, meek people, they're humble. They're not boastful. They are humble before God. Meek. There are plenty meek people in this earth. When I think about Gandhi, I think about him as he was a very meek, humble man. But Jesus was very meek. He was very humble before the Father. He always gave credit to the Father. He said, you know, I came because of the one who sent me. Father God sent him. And then in verse 6 it says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, you know, we can thirst. I don't know about you, but I be thirsting for water every day. You could thirst for orange juice, apple juice, pineapple juice, strawberry juice, grape juice, mango juice. You could thirst for a cold drink. Hopefully not. But, you know, we have thirst. God made us thirsty. You know, we can't live without water. We think we can't live without the Coke, the Pepsi, the Mountain Dew. But we can. But we can't live without water. We can't live without water. We need water. Some people, you know, they start feeling sick and they go to the doctor. Doctor say, you're dehydrated. You're like, but I was drinking this and I was drinking. You still dehydrated. Water hydrates our bodies. So, you know, we can thirst for all kinds, and we can hunger. You know, we have an appetite. God said he gives us good, good things to eat. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I know, you know, I had turkey, dressing for thanks for Christmas, Thanksgiving. You know, we have, you know, we hunger for all kinds of things, potato salad, sweet potato pie. You know what? We hunger for all kinds of things. But, listen, the woman at the well, when Jesus asked her to give him water, she thought, well, who is he asking me for water? They don't even, your people don't even talk to me. But he wasn't talking about water that you drink. He said, if you drink this water, it's living water. You won't ever thirst again. He was speaking into her spirit. He knew who she was. They didn't even talk to people like her. But guess what? Jesus did. He don't care who you are, where you came from, what you've been doing, your past. He is able to eradicate your past. But he wants us to thirst for him, hunger and thirst for righteousness. What is righteousness? Right living, living holy lives. He said, hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. Now, we got to hunger and thirst for righteousness like never before. This is the time where people are calling evil good. You know, we've been persecuted. You've been persecuted. Everybody on here been persecuted. You know, even from children, we were persecuted. You could think about when you went to school, or even one of your sisters or your brothers in your house could have persecuted you. You know, they teased you, and you felt humiliated, put down, persecuted for righteousness' sake. But you know what? When you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you're going to be filled. You are not going to have that kind of hunger for worldly things anymore. You're going to thirst for righteousness, right living, righteousness. Then you're going to be filled when you hunger and thirst for righteousness. God gave us promises. Now he says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. He promises us mercy. And I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I can't live without the mercy of God. I need God's mercy on a daily basis. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Yes, we need mercy. He said his mercies are brand new every day. I can't live without his mercy. You know what? If we didn't have the mercy of God upon us, we wouldn't be breathing today. We would be 6 feet under because somebody would have taken us out of here. Sometimes people don't have mercy on you. But thank God that he has mercy on us. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Happy are the merciful. Blessed is being happy. Happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, the mercy of God. We need his mercy like never before. His grace and mercy shall see us through. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's what we were talking about earlier. We got to have our hearts purified. How do we get our hearts purified? Through the word, through the washing of the word. Every time you read the word, you get purified. And sometimes it don't feel good. When God purifies you, I don't know about you, but I've been in the fiery furnace before. But I tell you what, that fiery furnace, oh, my God, thank God Jesus was with me in the fiery furnace. Because I don't even smell like smoke, don't look like smoke. You would not know that I've been in the fiery furnace. When you've been in the fiery furnace, don't you know Jesus has been there with you? You are not alone. If you haven't been in the fiery furnace, you're going to be in it. That's the way of holiness. That's how you get pure. That's how you get purified. You got to be purified. You can't see Jesus if you ain't been purified. If you're full of filth, the filth of the flesh, you can't see Jesus. You got to be purified. You got to be cleansed. You got to be purged of, you know, fleshly thinking. You know how we are. We think fleshly sometimes. And God said, wait a minute, I'm trying to bring you out of that. I don't want you thinking that way no more. That's earthly thinking. His thoughts are higher. He said he wants us to think those things that are pure, those things that are just. You know what he says in his word? He tells us how to think now. He gave us his word, and he tells us how to think in his word. He's laid the word out for us. He's given us all the things we need for life and godliness. He says, now listen here, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are virtuous, and if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he said, think on these things. You know, sometimes I'm walking around or I'm driving in a car and my mind is on something. Yeah, you know, I remember when he did this to me, she did that to me, and oh, I said, oh, I cast that thought down in the name of Jesus. Or I'll think about, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I want to do this, so I did this, I want to do, you know, I said, wait a minute. Those are vain imaginations. We have to say, I cast that down in the name of Jesus. And I have to remember the scripture. We have to have the word of God written on the tables of our hearts. You know, Joshua 1:8 says, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth, but you meditate on it morning, noon, and night. And then when you meditate on it, make sure you observe to do everything that's written in it. And then, he said, then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. I don't know about you, but I want to prosper in the spirit more than in the natural. Because when I'm prospering in the spirit, you know, I'm getting closer to the Father. So he tells us how to think, how to live. He said, now look here, I want you to live holy lives. I want you to think on these things. Cast down vain imaginations when they come to your thoughts. I want you to think on pure thoughts. I want you to think on holy thoughts. And then in verse 9, he says, blessed are the peacemakers, oh my God, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, you know we need peace. There's chaos all around us. I don't know, but I know in my neighborhood I hear gunshots all the time. I'm like, Lord, if it was not for you who was on my side, where would I be? I wouldn't even know what to do. I mean, some, you know, I was listening to someone tell me recently that some children were sprayed with bullets when they were playing basketball at the park. Where are we safe? Nowhere except under the shadow of his wings. You know, Jesus is Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. And when we call on him, he brings us peace in the midst of every storm. You know, when your boss is on your back and he's saying, look here, I need you to work overtime. I need you to work 7 days a week. I need this from you. You ain't putting out enough work. You're not doing this. You know, when your boss is on, you go like, oh, my God, am I going to get fired? We need peace in the midst of that storm. When your children are sucking their teeth or rolling their eyes at you, your grandchildren, you know, are being mean and evil towards you or whatever is going on, you know what? We need peace. We need peace. When the enemy's coming against you, we need peace because he does come against you. Sometimes he come against you in your own family. Sometimes he come against you with your own friends. You know what David said, Lord, I could have understood the persecution if it had been my enemy, but it was my friend that I went to church with every Sunday, every Wednesday night. It was my friend who came against me. So David needed peace. Now the Lord said he's our peacemaker in the midst of the storm. So it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I don't know about you. I don't want to be called the children of the devil. I want to be called the child of God. Verse 10 says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, you know, I don't know about you. When I was a child, I was persecuted. I wasn't saved as a child in elementary school. Oh, children talked about me, lied on me. That's persecution. But guess what? When we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, when I called on the name of the Lord and I was being persecuted and I was doing the right thing and I still got persecuted, I got lied on, people talked about me, that's righteousness' sake. He said, guess what? The kingdom of heaven is yours. So I thank the Lord for his word. 11. Blessed are ye when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Now, don't you know Jesus suffered more than you or I will ever suffer? Jesus suffered. They talked about him. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't want nobody spitting in my face. That's humiliation. He was humiliated. He was lied on. He was talked about. He was beaten unmercifully. He was beaten with many stripes. Now, other people were on the cross. There were other people who were hung on a cruel cross. But guess what? They could not redeem us. They cannot save us. They had no saving power. So God sent his son. He went through humiliation. He went through persecution. They lied on him. They beat him. Oh, they spit in his face. They said all kind of ugly things about him and to him. Okay, now look, you think after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, Satan came to him. He said, wait a minute, if you be the son of God, you know what? I know you haven't eaten. I followed you all this time. So turn this bread into stone. Guess what Jesus said? He came at him with the word. He said, man shall not live by word, by bread alone, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. How are we going to find out what proceedeth out of the mouth of God? You got to open the word. Read the word. Study the word. Show yourself approved, pleasing unto God. Workmen that need not be ashamed. So, you know, it says when people say all manner of evil against you, falsely, yeah, that's that holy roller. Yeah, she always, yeah, she Miss Goody Two-Shoe. Yeah, she thinks she all that, or he think he all that. Yeah, that's them. You know what? And people lie on you. They say, yeah, you know, he did this or she did that. Or, yeah, she lied about this or he told this here. Or they point the finger. Look at Job. When God was, you know, on the earth, he said to the devil, he said, where you going, Satan? He said, I'm going to and fro about the earth. And so God said to him, wait a minute now, listen. Have you considered my servant, Job? You can put your own name in there. Have you considered my servant, Job? He's perfect in all his ways. So the devil said, yeah, but you know what? You done blessed him. You blessed him with to be a peacemaker. You blessed him to be meek. You blessed him. You comforted him. You gave him riches, so many riches. But I guess what? God, if you take those riches from him and everything that means something to him, he's going to curse you to your face. But God knew what was in Job, and he knew what's in you. And so he said, okay, you could go, but don't you touch his body. So he went, Satan, in one day, took everything, even his children. So he came back, God, you know what Job did? He shaved his head and he worshiped God. He said, if I can receive good from God, can I receive evil? So he bowed down and he just started worshiping God. And he worshiped, and he worshiped, and he worshiped, and he worshiped, and he worshiped God. He worshiped God. And so God and Satan had another conversation. He said, yeah, but you got that hedge around him. You got that hedge. You ain't let me do nothing to his body. So, okay, but don't you kill him. So boils came upon his body. He went through all kind of affliction. But yet he never cursed God. He had conversations. He and God had conversations. God said, wait a minute. Where were you when I built the earth, when the foundations of the earth was built? Were you there? Where were you when I blew breath into people? Were you there? He had a conversation with God, but he never came against what God did in his life. And when his friends came up against him, he didn't rid himself of his friends. They came and said, now, Job, all these bad things happened to you. You had to do something evil. You must have did something. Job said, now, wait a minute. I'm still serving God. I don't care what it looks like. I ain't went against God. I didn't do nothing evil. They said, Job, you had to have. Even his wife told him. I mean, the close thing to him on the earth, his bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. She said, you ought to curse God and die. But yet he didn't listen to any of the outside influences. He kept worshiping and worshiping and praising and honoring God. He kept worshiping and praising, and he humbled himself before the mighty hand of God. And when he forgave his friends, God turned his situation around. Don't you know this word is for us today? That's not for those people of old in the Bible. That's for us. God, when you worship God and you come before him with humility, he will turn your situation around. He will turn it around. He will give you favor. He says, rejoice when you have all these things against you, persecution, men revile you. They say all evil against you falsely. Rejoice! Now, who feel like rejoicing? You feel like being down. But he said, no, 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 no. You're looking at the wrong way. This is how men and women of God should look at it. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great, not some, not little, great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Yeah, they killed them all. You know, even Saul, he killed some of the prophets. They came. Stephen, he stoned him to death. They killed many of the prophets who came. Jesus was the greatest prophet. They murdered him. They said, okay, rejoice. Be happy about it when these things are happening in your life. Because guess what? Great is your reward. Plant yourself. Don't leave the faith. Great is your reward when men persecute you. Because they persecuted the prophets before you. Men of God, when they came and they said, listen, the Lord, thus said the Lord. They persecuted them. Look at the disciples. They persecuted, they murdered them. They murdered them. So he says, listen, don't look at it in the earthly way. Look at it in the spiritual sense. I'm bringing you to higher levels and deeper depths. I'm showing you some new ways of thinking, new ways of acting. Rejoice. The scripture says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. So today, let that be our scripture. Matthew 5:12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Remember that. Let it get deep down in your spirit. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why? Because great is your reward in heaven. Great is your reward in heaven. Now, God rewards us down here, but I'm looking for my heavenly reward. Great is your reward in heaven. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great, when you go through trials, tribulations, persecution, suffering, rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. So today we're rejoicing in the Lord. We're rejoicing in him. And you know what I want to tell you? That as Senior Citizens Day, I thank God that he's allowed me to be a senior citizen. And today I want to make declarations over the seniors. I decree and declare that seniors of the Most High God will have all of their needs met on a daily basis. They won't have to go without one thing. I decree and declare that seniors of the Most High will walk in divine favor, divine favor. I decree and declare that seniors will walk in divine health and healing. That's their portion. I decree and declare that seniors are blessed and spiritually strong. I decree and declare that seniors are divinely protected by the Most High. I decree and declare divine holiness is their portion of senior citizens. I decree and declare a closer walk with God, our Lord and Savior, for the seniors. Now, let me tell you something. The gift of God is eternal life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord." Romans 10:9 says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus shall believe in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved." God wants everybody saved. He's coming back. You just think that he's not coming back. You doubt. Don't have doubt. You just think, well, he ain't come back all these years. He must not be coming back. And they've been saying that for years. But guess what? He's coming back. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And if you are not saved, you need to be saved. Go before the Father. Go to Romans 10:9. Say, "Lord, I confess with my mouth. I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, and he lives forevermore." And so you'll be saved when you confess that. God wants everybody to be saved. At one time, he winked at ignorance of man. You know, they didn't know no better. But now he said, I'm calling you to repent and be saved. And so, you know what? If you're backslidden, so this is 2015. We can't afford to slide backwards. We can't afford to get mud on our garments, spots on our garments. We got to keep our garments pure. How do we get purified? Through the washing of the word. Through the washing of the word. You can wash your hands all day long, but it's not going to purify your soul. You could take a shower 24 hours. It's not going to purify your soul. You got to open the word of God. If you slipped off the path of righteousness, you better run into the presence of the Most High God. Run and give him glory. Run into his presence. Give him praise and ask him to forgive. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, when I sinned against you, the Most High God. Well, I thank God for the word this morning. It is testimony time. Anybody got a testimony, something they want to share, the good news of the Lord, press one. If you've already pressed one, you can give your testimony. Wow, we got a lot of silent testimonies this morning.
Gee, I give a testimony. Like one of them. I don't know if I told it before, but I had my tire blew out right on the top of Isaiah Hart Bridge, and I was like, oh my God! I kept on going across, and I go as far as I could to right at the foot of, and I could not get out to anyone or either or anything, but a cop came out of nowhere. Down and God coasted down off that bridge, and I just thank the Lord.
Amen.
We didn't have no jack didn't come with my car when I bought it. Wasn't a jack in there, and neighborhood people tried to help me. A mechanic tried to help me, and he went to go try to get his little jack, but it was a small jack, but. Lord, somebody same as the exact same car as mine, exact same truck, Ford Explorer, with the jack for the car, jack the thing up. He changed the tire so fast, and before I could thank him real good, he was gone.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, people's like, you was where? On the what? On the bridge? Everyone, you hear so many bad stories about being on the Isaiah Hart Bridge. People getting, you know, still getting, trying to change a tire
for God preserved me and kept me. I just thank God for that.
Amen. Yes, in times like these, we need a Savior. I mean, he's a Savior, and he's an on-time God.
Yes, on-time.
Well, today we have Pastor Mary Givens on with us. Good morning, Pastor Mary. You got a testimony?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How is everybody?
All right. Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you. God bless you. I thank God for how he has kept me through 2014. We know that according to the scriptures, this is not really the beginning of the year. The year actually began in April, but according to our calendar, it begins January. But anyway, I just wanted to say that a few weeks ago, I was in the hospital. My goodness. And what happened was I fainted one Friday. And my daughter called 911. And but I came back before they got here. She said I was only out for about 30 seconds. But they took me to the hospital, and they kept me in there until that Sunday night, the whole weekend. But I thank God that he blessed me. They ran tests and stuff, and they couldn't find anything. So I just want to give God the praise and the glory. I mean, that was just something that I don't know where it came from, because I was not sick. When I got up that morning, I was not sick. I took a while to eat, but after I finished eating, I started feeling getting this faint, weak feeling just came over me. And I went to my daughter's room, and I was like, check my blood pressure, check my blood pressure. I feel faint. And she checked it, and it was good, actually. But I found myself having to go to the restroom, and I went, and I felt myself just going, and I was calling her, but I went on out anyway. But anyway, I just thank God that everything they checked turned out fine. I thank God for it, you know. So I pray God's blessing upon each of you, and I wish you the best for this coming year.
Amen.
Thank you.
Same to you, Pastor Mary. Thank you for being on. Well, I am glad you're fine. Oh, I had no idea in the hospital, but I thank God that he rescued you and he took care of whatever it was that, you know, came upon you so quickly, he got rid of it. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Jackie has a testimony. Good morning, Jackie, again. Jackie, you there?
Yes, Sister G, I'm here. Yes, okay. I was thanking God for just bringing me through 2014. But when I got back home, you know, we've been to Kentucky again. We went to Kentucky for Christmas and had a good time and everything with our family. So, you know, when we got back, money was low, everything. So I had one little lady, she asked me to go pick up her medicine, Miss Josephine. And I was like, well, her niece always picks the medicine up. I don't know why. She need me to pick it up today, but I'll pick it up, no problem. So she said, if you stop by when Dixie and pick my medicine up, Jackie. I said, sure. She said, my niece told me to write you a $100 check. I said, okay. I said, well, I don't think it's going to be quite $100. I said, we'll see when I get there. So I went down there and everything, got the medicine all. So we added it up. It came up to $10.41 or something like that when it got finished. So I took all the money back to her and everything. She said, oh, no. You keep the rest. I was like, thank you, Lord Jesus, because I was really low. I said, I just thank the Lord how he works things out. Well, you know you was low, and I was wondering why. I didn't know why the Lord was trying to show me, and he was trying to give it to me. She was trying to give it to me, but I didn't understand it at
right.
the time. And it's just amazing how you don't understand things and how the Lord works things out for you in the way that, you know, you need to be worked out. So I just thank the Lord for always working everything out for me. That's why I said I know he'll bring us through 2015 the same way he did 2014.
Amen. Well, I thank God for that testimony.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Anybody have prayer requests? I'm going to pray for Minister Donna Hawkins. She is an interim pastor. I'll pray for her and anybody else. Prayer request.
I have a prayer request.
Okay.
For my senior citizens and for my husband's shop. He's thinking about trying to close it down again. And we just pray that we don't have to close down. Because, you know, times are hard. And kids are wearing those flats on their head. And people are getting less haircuts. Yes. That's how we live. That's how we make our living.
He's a barber. That's great.
That's how we survive down here in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank God. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. All right. Well, I'm going to go to the throne room this morning and pray for the for each one of you, even though you didn't make a prayer request. I'm going to pray for everybody. Hallelujah. Father, I'm sorry. Someone said something?
Well, just pray for me and my family and pray for my sister Pam and my Pam's in the house with my cousin Pearl and
okay.
Pete. And, Pearl got, she's sick, but she got some tumors in the legs. Pray for that swelling to go down and pray for, my sister, anyway, she has, she's supposed to go on dialysis.
Okay.
Her and amen, pray for my bishop. I think he's home, but just pray. And a prayer for anybody else that's sick that may need healing on today.
Okay.
Just pray for family. Amen. We still praying for anything, God, for our house. It's an agreement.
Amen. Thank him for it. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we agree with your plans. Your plans are perfect plans. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us on Bible Story this land this morning. We thank you for being on ahead of us, being on with us. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you that you know our names. You know our social security number, our fingerprint, and we call upon you this morning, O God, great and mighty God that you are. You are holy, you are righteous, you are God. No God is greater than you, Lord God. And Father, because we're human, you said, who can know their errors? So we ask you to forgive us for errors, for secret faults, for little foxes that spoil our vines, transgressions, trespasses, oh, spots on our garment, cleanse us, oh God. Heal us spiritually, physically, emotionally, oh God. And we just thank you that we could call on the name of the Most High God, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And we thank you that you are a great God, mightier than we ever thought, mightier than we know. You are great. You are the one who can hold all of us in the palm of your almighty hand. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we can trust in you, and you have seen us through many trials, many tribulations, but you never left us. You never forsake us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you for being our forgiver, our healer, and a merciful Father. You have been merciful to us throughout our lives. You are a great comforter, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for blessing us, giving us favor, giving us mercy. And, Father, I thank you this morning for Minister Donna Hawkins. Oh, God, and she is the interim pastor in the church in Paducah, Kentucky. You knew about it before she was born. Nothing secret, nothing hidden from you. So we thank you for what you're doing through her as the interim pastor, oh, God. I thank you for the word that you put on the inside of her, that sharp word, iron sharpening iron, that two-edged sword word. That's able, oh God, to make sure things are cut out of people. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, she can bring people from beauty to ashes, oh God. And the oil of joy, oil for the morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that anointing upon her to destroy yokes and bondages off of people. We lift up Mother Newsom and Mother Hawkins, oh God, the elderly women who are still on the battlefield. And Lord, I thank you that you are fighting every battle for them. And Lord, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for Jackie, your daughter. And we thank you for her husband and the business. And Father, you're able to let his business succeed. You said when this book, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it morning, noon, and night, and do everything that's written in it. Then we can make our way prosperous and have good success. So we pray prosperity and good success on his barbershop. Oh, God, may the business increase and grow rapidly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Jackie's children, for her family, particularly for the senior citizens, oh, God. She's standing in the gap for them. And I thank you for the blessing her with the money when she stood in the need of it, oh, God. I thank you for all that you're doing for Jackie. Oh, God, I thank you for those CDs that she will write, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and have her name inscribed upon them as a woman of God in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for the music that you're giving her to write songs of joy and praise unto you. And so, Father, I thank you for Minister Stacy. I thank you for her family. Lord, you know her sisters, her brothers. You know her husband, her children, her three children. You know all of them. You know every concern that she has. And we thank you for healing her family like never before, keeping them healthy. Oh, God, we thank you for that healing virtue that's going throughout all of our bodies today, keeping us healthy and well. We pray for her bishop, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless him with excellent health and strength, oh, God. And we pray, Father God, for Pastor Mary and her ministry, oh, God. May it increase by leaps and bounds as she come closer with you and as she dwell in the secret place of you, O Most High, abiding under your shadow. And I thank you for healing her body and keeping her healthy and well. I thank you for the miracles, miraculous signs and wonders all around each one of us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just bless you. We thank you for families. We thank you for strength and help in time of need. Oh, yes, we need a Savior like you, oh, God. And we thank you that we can say glory, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today for all that you've done for us on Bible Storyland, oh, God. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We trust in you, oh, God. We trust in you like never before. Oh, walk with us today. Talk with us. Be that lamp and that light for our pathway that we need, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. We honor you. You are the King of Glory. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. You are Jehovah Nisi, that banner of love over us. You raise standards for us. Oh, God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise that standard. What a mighty God you are. We are trusting in you like never before. Oh, God, and we thank you for a new day, a new year, a new week, oh, God, in you. So be with us, oh, God. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight because you are our Lord and our Savior. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. We thank the Lord that he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Let us be faithful to him. How do we be faithful? Be obedient to him. Let's have an awesome year, giving God glory, exalting him, giving him more praise than we have in times past. I love each of you, but you already know God loves you more than I ever can. Looking forward to hearing from you next week, next Saturday, on Bible Storyland, 9 a.m. The call-in number, 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day. Have a God-filled week. And don't forget the name of the Most High God. Call on him like never before. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. He's our God. Love y'all.
Oh, love.